Today, Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Samach Vav Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics to learn about include: the Gemara discusses three machlekes Abaye v'Rava. Their first machlekes is in the case of Chamra Chadatah B'Invi. A fresh Yayin Nesach was mixed with grapes, in which they have the same time a taste, but different Shema name. Abaye holds we go by Taima, and they are Min B'Minay of one sort, while Rava holds we go by Shema, and they are Min B'She'ene Minay of different sorts. And the machlekes is based on the concept of min b'minoi b'mashru. If a dvar iser, a forbidden item, was mixed with a dvar heter, a permitted item of the same sort, the heter becomes forbidden even with a minute amount of iser, and there is no bittel. While min b'she'ena minoi b'nosin tam. If the iser and heter are of different sorts, the heter becomes forbidden only if there was an amount of iser that one can still taste the iser. A second machlekes applies to reichei chalav b'tayma chamra. If aser vinegar was mixed with wine that smells like vinegar but tastes like wine, whether this wine is considered vinegar and they are min b'minay, or this is considered wine and they are min b'she'ena minay. The third machlekes applies to bas tia yisrael b'da'ivik kachavim, whether it is permitted for a Jew to smell a non-Jew z'yayin nesach. Do we say reicha milsahi? It's forbidden because the aroma is significant as if he actually tasted yayin nesach. Or reicha lav milsahi? It is permitted because the aroma is not significant enough to be considered having tasted the wine.